Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk on Monday morning. And right about this time, you know who's in the house. Brian Prowitz is here with ADX Digital Marketing. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Meg. I felt like that almost needed like a woot-woot,
you know,
kind of thing. Like, here we are.
We're here. We're going. It's all good. It's a gorgeous day today. I'm feeling the cooler weather. So put me in a good mood this morning. And there's lots of good news. Had some great programs this morning before you got here.
Oh, yeah.
Excited about
always.
Krista and Valerie's house and the things they're doing out at NAS Whiting Field and Ballinger Putman. We just have such a great group of people that come into this studio every day.
Awesome to look at that list. I have the calendar in front of me on my desk, and so I'm able to see who's coming in. And it's like the who's who of this town.
I'm telling you. Well, you know, they save the best for last, but don't tell Malcolm I said that.
Hey. Right.
So ADX Digital Marketing and ADX, it's all of our radio stations, obviously, but let's go ahead and list the stations and talk a little bit about what ADX Marketing is, because a lot of people probably, they hear a radio station, but they don't really understand how all of this works together.
Right, right. So ADX Communications is Cat Country 98.7 FM. It's News Radio 92.3. It's Pensacola Playlist 94.5, and it's Sports Radio 99.1. A group of radio stations locally owned and operated by the Hoxings. Amazing people. I haven't been here that long, so I can look at it from an objective point of view and say incredible local ownership, incredible local talent. It's really remarkable what's here. And I wouldn't say necessarily capping it or an umbrella, but part of maybe like the fifth radio station is ADX Digital Marketing. So it does operate kind of like the fifth element, if you will. Isn't that a movie?
Well, yes, it is. But so, it's very true.
And hopefully,
it's a great way to look at it.
Yeah. So, and the reason for that is because there are few advertising platforms in the world that have ever been invented with better branding and awareness than radio.
Mm-hmm.
And digital advertising can take that branding and awareness and leverage it into conversions at a different level. So branding and awareness is always at the very top of the marketing funnel.
Right.
You got to know you exist before you can know that I need your product.
Right.
So that's step one. And then what happens after that? Of course, over the years, radio has been fantastic at also leveraging that and getting people to convert, no question. But once they know a little bit about you, how do you take that to the next level? And mm-hmm. so digital marketing and certainly the trends in media are all trending toward digital. And so we have 19 different ways we can leverage that digital marketing. In other words, specific targeted marketing products and tools that can pick and choose the audience that you want to reach and then move them to action.
Which is extraordinary when you think about it, because as I've mentioned many times, the old days of marketing, you threw up a billboard, you threw out an ad on air, and you hoped somebody heard it.
Yeah.
And now you're actually really targeting the people that you would think would want to be interested in what you have to say.
Right, because audiences have fragmented. They're in different places, and they listen and consume media in totally different ways than they used to. And so we can, but we're not shirking away from that. We're diving mm-hmm. straight into it, and we're going, okay, great. Then how do we move people? How do we reach people? How do we target people? And so what I wanted to do today is talk about how we do that and elevating people's leads. And elevating the quality of the lead that you're getting back mm-hmm. through your dollar that you're investing in marketing. And so this taps a little bit into my background with economic development and entrepreneurial experience. So I had my own marketing company for 9 years in mm-hmm. Oregon before we moved here. I know what it's like to hang your own shingle and to meet payroll and to be
the
roller coaster that is being your own owner of your own business. But also in my economic development years, a few years there before we moved, I would talk to entrepreneurs a lot. And there were some things that would come up often mm-hmm. when you sat down with somebody who had just launched a company, for instance.
Right.
One thing is when you start out, you take any client. It doesn't matter.
Right.
And if you're selling,
just get started.
If you're selling widgets and this is your prize project, or let's just say that blue shoes are your, that's your business is called Blue Shoes. And somebody comes in and says, I want a yellow shoe. You go, okay, I'll spray paint this thing blue to yellow to sell it.
Mm-hmm.
Anything at all. But your passion and your sweet spot and the most money you can make is blue shoes. But it's okay because you're going to do yellow. You want red. I could do stripes. Whatever. You take any client.
Mm-hmm.
And oftentimes in that phase, people say, my target audience is everyone. I don't care. It's everyone. All right, that's fine. And then they go, what's your price point? Well, I'm going to undercut the competition, boy howdy. I'm going to just be the cheapest one on the block so I can get all the people. And I'll do it for free if I need to get the business. That is not sustainable.
Not a good idea.
Not a good idea. But a lot of companies at the very beginning, they start out like that.
Mm-hmm.
My point today is the question I want business owners to think about, and I mean, yes, you might be in that category where you just got off the ground, but the question for you and then even more well-developed business owners and businesses, when do you elevate?
Mm-hmm.
How do we get from, I'll take anyone at any price just to get the person, because then I'll get established and then they'll know me and then the value and then I'll turn up my prices, mm-hmm, and away we go. Here's my business model, sir.
Right.
And my value proposition. Well, let's talk about elevating your leads. Who is the audience that you're reaching? Let's talk about efficiency a little bit. So this comes
rather
from,
than going for the lowest common denominator.
Yeah. Well, I'm busy.
Go for the person that is going to really be sustainable, right?
Truly.
The customer that's going to come back.
Truly. So I want more clients. I want to be busy, busy, busy. Are you making money?
Right.
So here's a couple of things I've heard. So I had a dentist friend of mine who said, I want to do fewer fillings and more crowns, more bridges, more implants.
Mm-hmm.
How do I get there? I've also had somebody in the home improvement world say, I am really busy, but we're not making any money, and I actually haven't taken a salary because we haven't generated it. But, man, we are so busy all the time.
Hmm.
Well, that's dangerous because, like in a home improvement world, well, any world, really, expenses go up.
Sure.
The raw materials go up in price. If you've hired somebody, they're more expensive. Payroll, all the things, rent.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to be thinking about, how do I find I'm gonna say this is kind of rude, but a better client, a better customer, somebody who's a little bit more. And the point of this isn't necessarily getting more clients. It's getting more efficient with the clients you spend time on. You're gonna spend time on that low paying client the same amount of time as this high paying client. There's a lot of psychology here too.
Sure.
People are like, well, my product, I don't know if it's I can't charge that. Well, you know what? There's a coaching element to this where you go, no, your value is there. You know what you're worth.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a bell curve for everybody. Who's in the middle of your bell curve? Somebody will say, oh, everybody is my client. All right, well, let's draw a bell curve. In the middle of that bell curve, where's the sweet spot? Where's the sweet spot in that bell curve? So you say everybody is your audience. It's true, you might get some 18-year-olds in your door and you might have some 90-year-olds in your door, but isn't there a sweet spot in the middle? Like, isn't 35 to 65 the more well-off, or the person who's more willing to spend the money on the quality of your product? If so, that's the sweet spot. We got to go to that curve. And then we want to move the needle so you're getting more of the clients that are on the leading edge of that bell curve.
Right.
And not the middle or the lower end of that. So, again, not always about more clients. Efficiency sometimes means fewer clients with bigger price tags that are more willing to spend a little bit more money. So bring this around to digital marketing. Well, how and where are you advertising then?
Mm-hmm.
So every platform has its own built-in audience. TikTok, Twitch, that's a younger demographic than, say, newspaper or broadcast news or beautiful print magazines that are around. There's a different audience there. So, for instance, billboards might reach everyone, but only in a certain fixed geography. And Facebook and Instagram reach a certain type of person with a specific set of media consumption habits.
Mm-hmm.
Some people will say, well, I advertise with word of mouth, and it's working, and I'm doing great. Word of mouth means the same clients and customers are talking to people like them, the same kind of client or customer, and it to follow this line of suggestion, you need to elevate. You need to get outside of just that word of mouth.
Right.
That means the only people that are helping you advertise already know you exist. What about all the people that don't?
Mm-hmm.
And no matter how big you are, there are always people who don't know you exist. Ask the big advertisers.
Right.
Why do they continually advertise? People are moving in, moving out. They want something new and fresh. You've got to elevate above and in different points. So my point is today that whatever you're currently doing, hits a specific audience. And I'm saying, look at that audience. Ask yourself if there's another platform you could use to reach a new audience and maybe a better audience that makes more value for the time you spend on that client or that customer or that product in order to move the needle to the leading edge of that bell curve so that you can generate more revenue in the same amount of time. And that digital marketing plays right into that. And so we're going to talk more about that as we continue on. If you want to get started in a conversation like this, maybe less therapy and maybe more marketing, it's fine. Call Jeff Wayne at 850-262. I got a snort out of you.
I know. 850-262-6000.
850-262-6000 to start the conversation around digital marketing.
And if you have a question for Brian, who's here right now, 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk. It's what it's all about, having the experts in to help you out, and especially with ADX Digital Marketing. How can we help you grow your business? We'll be back with some more ideas with Brian in just a couple minutes. And we're back with Brian Prowitz on Pep Talk. He is here with ADX Digital Marketing Consulting and telling us all about how we can elevate our leads. You may be getting the word out there, but now how do you get the buy? How do you get to people to come into your store?
Yeah.
And buy your product?
And so we're kind of going to go down this line of thinking. So first of all, we start with when do you elevate, and then how and where are you advertising? And we talked about each platform having its own built-in audience. And now the next question is, what are you saying?
Mm-hmm.
So your creative matters. And I mean, everything down to the color and the font to the amount of copy you're putting in front of someone. Have you ever seen something? It doesn't matter if you're driven by it or you listen and they're trying to cram more words inside the amount of time or whatever. It just muddles the message. Bigger fonts, mm-hmm. fewer bullet points, you know, kind of like got to make the point. But also, are you speaking to the audience you're reaching with the platform you're on?
Right.
So, again, I mentioned TikTok and Twitch as those are younger demographics. So you can't say things like rad and cool and jeepers to that audience. You need to be saying, like, I don't even know the terms. But if you're
jeepers, really?
I mean, I was trying to think of the oldest exclamation
okay.
term I could come up with.
That's pretty old.
Yeah, there you go, you know? You know, you can, and also, if you're a borderline boomer like me, you can't say, buy my product, yo. It doesn't translate to the young kids.
No.
You need it. See,
or adults.
You cringed on that. I got a snort earlier, and that time you cringed.
Yeah, pretty transparent.
In other words, you have to speak to the audience you're reaching with the platform you're on.
Right.
And then timing. So a billboard gives you about 5 seconds, get your point across.
Mm-hmm.
A 15-second skippable YouTube commercial gives you 15 seconds. A 6-second unskippable spot on YouTube gives you 6 seconds. Mm-hmm. I was hoping you'd finish that for me.
Oh, no, sorry. I was just thinking about the, yeah.
Yeah. So putting your name and service right up front in those cases is extremely important. A 30-second radio commercial gives you more time. Mm-hmm. But again, you can't overwhelm. You have to make the point.
Right.
And so what you're saying and the timing of that is so important. Targeted display ads that we can run, a 15-second video ad, a 30-second connected TV ad, all require well-thought-out copy. So you got to think about what you're saying, and then call to action. So important in everything that we talk about. So are you reinforcing your brand? Are you making an offer? Are you pointing someone to your location? Do you want to drive web traffic, phone mm-hmm. calls, emails, ticket sales? What is the call to action you want people to do? All of these things we talk about in our conversations with our clients or potential clients or community partners that we're working with in digital marketing, because they're all very important. And that's why we like to sit down for a little while, get an appointment, chat over these things. These aren't things you can take care of in email. This is more about getting to know your business so that we understand where you're at. The worst thing is when somebody will sit down and start telling you what you have to do before mm-hmm. they know anything about what you're doing. So that's why we want to start with that call to Jeff Wayne at 850-262-6000. 850-262-6000. Start talking about digital marketing for your company. Mm-hmm. Couple other things here. Growing your business. Make it measurable. So I can give you all the stuff about, you know, SMART goals. Mm-hmm. Remember those? You know, measurable is the M in smart. So what is your goal? Is it X number of clients or a certain amount of revenue? I hear people who say, I want my booking calendar to be out 3 days. That's when I know we're cruising. Cool. Okay, where is it at right now? Oh, a day and a half. All right, so we have work to do. But also then when we get you to the 3 days, we're all celebrating because we've all seen the needle move.
Right.
One of the other ones is home services, for instance. I have X number of trucks, and I want to be at four more than that, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
So that's great. And those are big goals, and there's a lot that's built into that. So then when we're talking about impressions and click-throughs and view-throughs and those kinds of things to your website through our digital targeted marketing strategies, the bigger goal would be, and over time, we're growing the number of clients you have, and pretty soon you have to hire that extra truck because you've got more business and the clientele you're bringing in is better than it was last year at this time, and now we're on a roll. Now, that takes time, obviously.
Right.
But we love measurable goals. And mm-hmm. when we know what the goal is, we can help you focus on that goal and also focus your advertising dollar. Every advertising dollar is precious. Your resources are precious. Your time and your dollars are so important. We want to focus all of that to hit the best clients possible, to bring in, to just make that ROI better and better all the time. So these are goals that we have with anybody we sit down and talk to.
And now I would think is a really good time. It's mid-April. So many of the businesses in this area are very seasonal focused because we've got the whole summer season coming in. The weather's turning out great. The beaches are crowded. We're expecting bigger crowds this year than ever.
Yep.
And so especially if you're a business that's focused on hospitality or you have any kind of link with rentals, with real estate, there's so many areas that are affected by the economy of the Blue Angels weekend, the 4th of July weekend. And this town, we have bands on the beach. We have all these things going on. This is the festival season. We've got the Crawfish Festival this weekend. There's so many ways that you could target and reach those audiences, all those people that are coming through, and see those measurable goals come to fruition.
Yeah, man, we've got ideas like the Gulf Coast Getaway Pass. So, for instance,
that's a great one.
We can geofence visitors to the area starting at the airport.
Right.
Like, as soon as a plane lands and they pop their phones open again,
mm-hmm.
we can start pinging them with your ads to your place.
Right.
So, and then when they go to the beaches or when they're going downtown, it doesn't matter really where they go. We can work with you, by the way. If you got a specific place that's a little bit more specific to your target audience, then we can get creative on that. But we have a lot of ideas in that realm to say, hey, let's take advantage of what we know. And the numbers that we've been talking about since December, 2.5 million people spending about $1 billion here between now and Labor Day.
So we want you to benefit from that.
Absolutely. And we want to talk about getting an appointment, sitting down, talking about your company, your business, your goals. We can do a little entrepreneurial therapy, I guess, if you want on the side. If you need it, it does tend to, you know, as long as I'm the one crying and not you.
You know, this is
when I'm tearing up. It's too much. Anyway, give Jeff Wayne a call. He never cries. 850-262-6000. 850-262-6000. Let's talk digital marketing.
Happy Monday to you. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. Brian Prowitz is here, ADX Digital Marketing Consultant. And just a couple minutes to wrap things up, Brian, what have we not touched on today?
Yeah, well, I was thinking about the political season. We were talking about seasons that we're in right now and politics. And political season right now. Right now, if you're looking at an August primary, this is the time to start the conversation. We need to be talking to you right now. And a lot of what we talked about is true, even from the point of view of trying to reach voters. And we can be very specific about the kind of voter you're reaching. So, and we can even use the clerk's list of registered voters to target that audience.
Wow.
Thinking direct mail, but from a digital standpoint, where you would get many more frequency, many more impressions with a person than the one time in the mail. And then, you know, so we'd rather hit their devices multiple times than to just hit them one time.
Mm-hmm.
So right now, if you or someone you know is running for office, digital is, I mean, every technology from text messages to goodness. I mean, people that are running for office look at all the technology, and we've got some really great ways to reach voters in order to let them know you are even running for office, because a stunning number of people don't know that elections are coming or who's even running, and they don't know who to vote for.
It's starting. Had a candidate knock on my door this weekend.
And it's
so
on.
It's on.
Yep. Canvassing is time consuming and difficult, and it takes lots of people. We can make that process much more efficient. So whether you are just out there trying to make a buck because you've got the widget everybody needs to buy, even if you think you're doing great right now and life is fantastic and sales are there's other parts of the funnel you might need to get into in order to leverage what you've already invested. We want to make that dollar go as far as possible, focusing your advertising dollar, talking about ROI. We want to learn more about your business in order for us to make you more efficient and more effective and more successful and grow that thing. We'd love to be there with you as you celebrate the wins. Call Jeff Wayne at 850-262-6000 to get the conversation started. And we'll sit down and get to know your business a little bit more, start setting things up, and get to moving that needle for you.
There you go.
Digital targeted marketing.
This is a good way to start. Brian Prowitz, thanks for coming in on Monday, Brian. You're always so full of great information.
Thank you, Meg.